around you, surely around you, surely around you, the door to heaven. You know, surely around you, surely around you, the stone comes down. Surely around, surely around you, the door to
heaven is found. And
we know
we're standing
on hold.
That's all who's down after deep. The pure heart.
That's what I long.
That's all I'm longing for, my Father.
Heart that follows down after deep.
Oh, a heart that hides a word. A heart that hides a word.
So that sin would not come in, the heart that sin, God, you rule and reign. The heart that feels compassion, that pleases you, my Lord. Aroma, aroma of worship. That follows down after thee. If you are, that's all I long for. The heart that follows down after thee. The heart that hides your word. Sin will not come in. The heart that's undivided, God, you rule and reign. The heart that feels compassion, that pleases you, my Lord. As with the aroma of worship, I say,
good to be in the house of God. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for journey mercies from far and near, and he has brought us safely to his presence. Amen. Let us have a word of prayer. Our dear Lord Jesus, we thank you. 1 week is gone. And how your grace, your mercies, your protection, your loving kindness was so sufficient for us, O Lord. Father, we thank you. Another week you have opened to us, Lord. And Father, we thank you for the church bells that were ringing in our hearts, that quickened us, O Lord, to run to no other place but to your house, O God. Today, many people are heading to different places, but we know there is only one place that is better than all. And we thank you, the Lord, we have found that place this morning, your presence, O God, in your house, Lord Jesus. So, Father, we say thank you. We give all the glory to you. We want to commit now everything, Lord, into your hands. As you have called us here, O God, you have prepared something for us. So we commit the Sunday schools upstairs and down here, Lord, into your hands, that you are the teacher, Lord. Take your word and bless your word to the heart of your people. Minister grace, Lord, unto us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. May you be seated for a while. Praise the Lord. God richly bless you. Yeah, you all know we have been on the seven church age for a time now. Amen. And that should be it, because you can't simply put away the church age book. Amen. Or you cannot say that you finished studying it. As long as the church bride is still here and has not yet been caught up, that book, that church age book, my brother, is the book for the church. Amen. But Lord willing, some weeks that are before us, we would like to shift a little and go and look at the seven seals. To a point and come back, because we had a new brethren in our midst. At least they have heard about the seven seals, the seven seals. Let's just go into that area a bit and then come back to our church age again, because there are a lot of things which we need to what? We need to learn. Amen. Amen. So let us read. But we will start with the breach. The breach. Amen. Amen. So let's read a scripture here. Let's turn to Revelation 5. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. Amen. Oh, book sealed with what? Seven seals. Then that means the content must be something really great. The content must be nothing but what? Life. Amen. Verse 2, and I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof? Voice asked, who is worthy? See, to open, first to open, and then to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon, even to look. My, praise the Lord. No one to open, neither even to look thereon. Amen. Verse 4, and I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. My. See? No one, see, it's talking about opening, talking about losing, talking about even to look upon. No man to open, to look, and to lose. Praise the Lord. And John said he wept so much. Why John wept? John could see that something so important that the church needs is what? Is passing away. No man. Praise the Lord. Then verse 5, and one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Amen. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Amen. My. He said the seven horns and the seven eyes, which are what? The seven spirits, praise the Lord, of God that had been sent onto the earth. We will look at sometime the seven spirits. And you must know what the seven spirits sent to the earth are. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The angels to the seven church ages. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We will find out. Amen. Remember, you see, the church of Sardis, Jesus said, these things saith he which hath what? The seven spirits of God and the seven stars. See, the church of Sardis. Amen. The seven, he had what? The seven spirits and the seven stars. Amen. Praise God. And we know what the seven stars are. And we know what the spirits. So, is the what? The messengers. Amen. And so, you could see where this message comes. Right from the throne. Amen. Praise God. Then let's read the verse 7. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Amen. Amen. At this point, the prophet moved on to Revelation 10, but let's stop here, and then let's look, we will start with the bridge, but let's look at something, get ourselves into the whole spirit, amen. Amen. You know, brethren, the word that is in our hands now is Elohim himself, amen, through Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. And Jesus, after his work here on earth, when he was summing up everything to the Father, he said something in John 17:8. John 17:8, you can put it there. He said, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Amen. Just look at that place. He said, I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. Praise the Lord. That means Jesus have not what? Withheld anything from us. Praise God. That is what we are holding up. Jesus was giving his summing up the work he has done here. He said, God, I've given them the words that you gave me. I've given it to them. Praise the Lord. And they have received them. That means there is nothing. But today, in this message, some people are still saying, there's coming another prophet, it's not revealed and all those of things. He has given us everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So Jesus have not withheld anything. So we have the full word. We are holding on to the full word. But you see, brother, the whole thing is, we are handling the word that has been given to us. How are we handling it? The full word is in our hands now. But the question now is the handling of it. Praise the Lord. Because, my brother, every powers of the air is against this truth, this word that we are holding. Amen. Satan is attacking this truth in two fronts. The military man will know when we say two fronts. Huh? Satan is attacking this word in two fronts. One, by the political system of the world. The world's political system is all against what the word. Look at what is happening. They are supporting and promoting what? The very things that are against this word. You see. And then the second front is fighting against this word. Oh, that's the deception of all. You see. He's using what? False prophets and apostles and teachers and deceitful people. Amen. Coming with the word. Amen. You see. But not the truth. These two fronts, the world system is fighting against this truth. And then he has come, he has become now what? An angel of light. That's what the scripture says. That the Satan himself has become what? An angel of light. Amen. And his workers have transformed themselves as ministers of what? Of light. You see. Deceiving. So my brother, the question, I say, the thing that we need to take great attention is how we are handling this word. And the prophet said, The only strong hand that can handle this word, praise the Lord, is a hand of faith. Amen. Amen. So no matter how small you are, how tiny the believer is, if you handle this word by faith, that's what the prophet said, that the only thing that can handle this word is a hand of faith. This word, this full word that we are holding on to. Praise the Lord. So what we are in now, Satan is fighting every day, every hour, every minute, every second. He's fighting against the children of God. Amen. So that's why in Ephesians 6, 10 to 18, let's read it quickly. It said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of this devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, amen, having done all to stand. Amen. 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 Having done to stand, not to fall. Praise the Lord. Because the scripture says, for that day shall not come except there is what? A falling away. Amen. You see. So if we will put on the whole armor of God and do all these things and stand not to fall, because there will be a falling away. Amen. Before that man of perdition will be what? Will be revealed. Praise the Lord. Amen. And many are fallen, my brother. In this message, still many are falling. So stand with the armor, the whole armor of God. Praise the Lord. With the hands of faith, holding on to the word. Amen. He said, and your feet shod with the preparedness of the gospel of peace. Then he said, above all, take the shield of faith, wherein ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. See, always fiery darts have been thrown against the children of God. They've been thrown against us. And then take the helmet of salvation. And now listen here, the word of the Spirit, which is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying, see, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all what? Perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Amen. And so now, Satan also, we have what? There is a duel that is going on, spiritual duel. Amen. And Satan also is holding a sword. And we know that the sword stands for the word. But Satan hasn't got his own word. You see? But he has taken God's word. He's taken the word of God, and he has done what? He had made sure that that word of God is he mixed it, you see. He misplaced it. See? It's always been misrepresented. Amen. That's the sword he's holding, the word that he's holding, is the word of God misrepresented. Amen. See? It's the word of God misplaced. Amen. The word of God dislocated. That's what he holds. My brother, give me the people that are dueling. You see, so that's what is going on. He's holding that sword of misinterpretation of the word. That's the kind of sword he's holding on to. Amen. Amen. And you know, when two people are dueling, the opponents, their aim is to what? To be able to strike you with force, to disarm you of your sword. Amen. So that's what the devil is doing. To disarm you. See? With those word of God that has been mixed. He wants to. So the two do a look at the picture. See, they crash with the sword. First, the intent is what? To disarm you of your own sword. Amen. And when you are disarmed, you are defenseless. Mm. So the next thing is what? You are dead. So we need the hand of faith to hold this sword, which is the word of God. Amen. And with the hands of faith holding on to the word of God, my brother, no matter the strength of Satan's word that will come, there's even no strength in it because it's already misinterpreted. It's dislocated. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we need that hands of faith to fight the enemy. That's why I said we should put on what? The whole armor of God. Amen. Amen. So now, let's see. I want to just give a little of what we will be studying. We all know that these seals, it has to take what? The seventh messenger to reveal these seals. And then the prophet said, even when these seals were broken, when the seals were broken, they were in symbols. Amen. Amen. So let me read something from the prophet quickly before our time comes. He said, when the lamp took the book we just read, that no one was worthy to what? take the book out of the hand of him that sat on the throne. Amen. But one prevailed. Amen. The lion of the tribe of Judah prevailed. And when John turned to look, he saw a lamp. Praise God. And he was able to take the book. So he said, when the lamp took the book and broke the first seal, God spoke from his eternal throne to say that seal was to be revealed. So it was first broken, but it wasn't revealed. Amen. But when it was placed before John, it was in a symbol. When John saw it, it was still a mystery. Praise the Lord. What John saw was still what? A mystery. Why? It wasn't even revealed right then. See, and the prophet said, it cannot be revealed until what he said here at the end time. But what John saw, he just seen a white horse go out with a rider on it. So that's what he wrote down. See, when the first seal was broken, what John saw was a white horse with a rider on it and with a bow and was later given a crown. See, so let's read. But what John saw, he just seen a white horse go out with a rider on it. So that's what he wrote down. See? That's what he said, come see. So John went to see what he could see to write to the church. See? And when he did, he saw a white horse, and him that sat on it had a bow. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. And there was given to him a crown. See, and now that's all John saw. So he wrote all that. See, now, see, that's in symbols. A white horse, a rider on it, with a bow. A crown was given to him. They were all in symbols. Praise the Lord. When the seal was broken. He said, that's the way the church has received it. Amen. That's the way the church has received it. A white horse rider with a bow. And later he was crowned. That's the first seal. Amen. But with the promise that at the last day, he will reveal it. Show what it is, you see. So the prophet said, God help us, amen, to understand. Amen. Let me read the last one here. And so, a white horse went forth and had a rider on him and had a bow in his hands. That symbol isn't revealed, see? No, it's just a symbol. That he, but we find out then that in the book of Revelation, at the seventh angel message, the mysteries, all the mysteries of it should already be revealed by that time. Amen. Amen. See, so we will stop here. So we see that all what John wrote, they are symbols. Amen. And it has to take the owner of this, who is to reveal it. No one can unveil this mystery except what the Bible has said. Amen. Many people have tried to what? Unveil it. And it cannot dovetail with the word. Because everything has to dovetail with what? With the word. Amen. Amen. Like someone's revelation is that that white horse rider is the Holy Ghost. You see it? You see the deception of Satan? See? He comes like he's holding the word, but it's misinterpreted. You got it? That's the sword he's holding. Now, some see it as what? The Holy Ghost going to conquer, to win souls. And he's holding a bow, and then they will interpret that it's with an arrow. And then the Bible didn't talk about any arrow. And then they will say that he has an arrow, and when he shot that arrow, it's a cupid. And then it enters your heart. And then you fall in love with the word of God. Oh, praise the Lord. See, they are venturing into a place where it doesn't belong to them. And you always get it wrong. But praise be to the Lord. My brother, we are holding the full word. We are holding the full word. That's the grace that we have, my brother. The enemy can never deceive us. He said the elect can never be deceived because we have found the truth. So what is needed now is the hands of faith to hold on to that sword, to hold on to that word. Amen. We shall get you. God richly bless you. Let's bow down our heads. Amen. Heavenly Father, oh, we praise you, Lord, this morning. We give all the glory to you. What you have done for us, oh Lord. Oh Lord, we have no word to express, oh God. That, Father, we were lost somewhere, blind somewhere. But having known us before the beginning, oh God, we were in you. So, Lord Jesus, you came looking for us to bring us back to the place where we belong, oh God. So, Lord, we say thank you. We give all the glory to you. Our song leader and musicians now coming, oh God, we commit all of them into your hands. Oh, Father, we want to sing. We want to praise your name. We want to lift up your name, oh God, the name which is our banner this morning. Amen. And Father, accept our worship this morning, that we create the atmosphere for the word that will be coming, oh Lord Jesus. This morning, oh God, we want to hear our names in the word that will come this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God richly bless you, brother.